Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the A-List with me, Jennifer Lindsay. Every week we chat with an influencer to see what makes them tick. And today, Friday, June 25th, 2010, we will be joined by Brian Solis. He's the PR 2.0 pioneer and author of the book Engage. Hopefully you've had the opportunity to pick Engage up. As you may know, it has incredible buzz. Brian, are you with us?
I sure am.
Fantastic. Now, Brian can only spend a few minutes with us today, so we really want to get down to it. Engage. It's been hugely popular, and not just in the sense of sales, but everybody I know that has read the book cover to cover always comes away with, you know, even the most experienced people are coming away with, wow, I really learned something, or you put it in a way that I, you know, can then articulate to others. So, you know, I think you had high aspirations somewhere along those lines when you were writing this, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you why I wrote it, and it might sound a little silly, but I wrote it with my wife in mind, as well as all of the champions out there who have to struggle with trying to convince executive management about the value and the promise of social media or socialized media. And, you know, really, I was watching my wife really struggle with trying to get information about, you know, really, how do I take Facebook and Twitter and blogs and sell it to decision makers? You know, what is it that we're supposed to do? What is it that we're supposed to measure? Because all I can find out there are, you know, people making the case for social media, people talking about how to engage in social media, but not necessarily how to effectively harness social media communities and how to transcend that or translate that into something that's going to be very tangible for decision makers. For example, one of the most amazing questions that I got all the time is, hey, I set up my Twitter profile, I set up these Facebook pages, what do I do in a way that shows value to the business and the bottom line of the business or to the goals and objectives of the business? And when I went out and Googled answers for that, I was really struck by just how few articles or white papers or books held the insight necessary for you to be able to go out and effectively create a plan and execute against it, measure it, and then report progress to your bosses or your executives or just middle management, what have you.
So one thing I really liked in the video on, if you go to Amazon, I know, and there's, you know, pretty much every retail outlet has the book, and I highly recommend that you get it. And again, it's called Engage by our guest, Brian Solis. But the video on the Amazon.com page is really cool because one of the things I love that you said is, I run a business. So how much of what you do is based on kind of, or at least at some part in the journey that you're, you know, because since you've had this business for so long, relative to the internet and the social web since the 90s, you know, how much of it is sort of, you know, this is what we did as a best practice ourselves and made it successful? The larger question is, what are the stories that resonate the most, and do they relate to your own business story?
Well, my business story is this. You know, I mean, my customers are essentially clients who are looking to me and to the team to help them basically embrace the idea of social media. And why I say the idea of social media is because really there has to be some purpose, some mission, something that introduces value to those people that they're trying to connect with, and at the same time, there's value in that engagement for the business itself. And so the best practices I've learned were really going to be on a case-by-case basis, proven by my own experiments and my own experiences, going back to even before I started the company in message boards and discussion forums, et cetera. And what I had really found was, you know, that you can't talk to this stuff, and a lot of people really do. And at the same time, you can't necessarily apply your personal experience to this because there's a totally different dynamic between, say, the work you're doing and conversations that you're having around your personal brand versus trying to move and catalyze an audience around the mission and purpose of a brand and its service and its products. It's, you know, while you might be familiar with the interface and sort of the dynamics of say, conversation, I really needed to get my mind and heart around how to make this matter in a way that was going to be supported and also scaled because it worked, not necessarily doing it because we had to do it.
So what are some of the stories or some of the examples that you give where you feel like you really were able to do something that was a little bit different, that was uncharted territory, that was able to convince the C-suite that social was important?
Well, you know, a lot of this starts at the front end, right? Because, like, I can tell you this. Even today, a lot of the programs that I'm working on are rooted in experience, but more driven by data, science, and then theories based on that data and science. So meaning that we do a lot of front-end work before we start in terms of research, you know, looking at the market, looking at the people who are in, engaging around these topics or competitors, where, to what extent, you know, what volume. And I really try to sort of analyze the trends, garner some sort of insight that can inspire a program that's not going to just be participatory, but it's going to be value-added. And then also introduce, you know, what I'll call clicks to action so that I can understand, you know, what is it or how is it that we're going to define the experience once we get in there, right? It can't just be a matter of chatter. It has to be able to drive and define action as it impacts the business and in turn helps those individuals that are seeking direction or insight. And then a little bit of what I'll call conversion science, which I haven't really talked about in the book, although I talk about the idea of defining the experience, clicks to action, and then how to maximize those clicks to actions and experiences. But conversion science is the idea that's not new to internet marketing, but it basically says, okay, if we're able to get these clicks to action, then how is it that we're, you know, what's the conversion ratio based on what it is we're trying to convert? And how do we improve that over time? And so really it's just an ongoing customized program and campaign that's really just driven by the information that's out there. It inspires the program. It inspires the strategy and the creativity so that really we're not coming out here with just something that's clever or just something that's just bland. It is absolutely what is needed as dictated by the people you're trying to engage.
Interesting. So you feel like that How do you present that to the, I mean, because I think one of the challenges is, you know, first of all, getting the information, the right information, data, and then presenting it in the right format can also be a challenge because social can kind of cross the typical silos in organizations, so that can be part of the challenge. How do you find it's best to sort of share data at a high, data-driven conclusions at a high level?
Well, I love this question, and here's why. So it's almost as if you helped me set up a segue. That is, the book is really rooted in the idea that social media is not owned by any one division, that every business in some shape or other is going to basically have to socialize in general, meaning that customer service, marketing, product development, human resources, you know, depending on the size and shape of the organization, any part of it that's affected by outside behavior is going to have some sort of social semblance or some sort of social strategy, whether it's participating and engaging and introducing content or it's just merely listening and learning from that activity. And because of that, then, each one of those silos is going to have to determine the value of that activity and as it correlates to their role within the business. And that data is there. I didn't get into marketing and business strategy or branding because I was really into numbers and data. In fact, it was quite the opposite. But because it's so prevalent and so available, readily available and so real time, why wouldn't you embrace it in order to help, say, translate that information to the C-suite? And let me tell you a little bit about that now. Obviously, your role within the organization, depending on which division you're in, is dictated by a certain day-to-day necessary elements that then translate into some sort of outcome and some sort of bottom line impact. And social just becomes an extension of the things that you might already be trying or the things you might already be trying to accomplish, but they just introduce ways to augment that. You still have to take the same spreadsheets and PowerPoints to the C-suite in order to report your activity, your progress, and your accomplishments. So how do you take that data that's happening out there, understanding that you as an individual might already be familiar with Facebook and Twitter, but that the people that you're reporting to are probably not, and trying to figure out the value there is not going to happen. You have to help them get there based on how you're already reporting information to them, if that makes sense.
That does, because it's sort of, you know, whatever language they speak in, you have to play to it. And
oh, absolutely.
With that, I know you have a fire that you're putting out. I would love to spend more time talking specifically about the book because I think there are so many learnings there. One question before I let you go, and that is, I'm sure we've talked a lot about some of the questions that you've been asked quite a bit. What's something that you wish someone would ask you about?
Huh. That, I can't say that. I've never been asked that.
I guess I'm leaning towards, you know, do you feel like there's something, sometimes when people ask me questions, I know at conferences or at, you know, social media club events, I go, oh, you know, if they had asked it in a different way, I might have gone on and talked about this, which is the larger picture, you know, and sort of how the big picture fits together. So I guess that's the question is, you know, are people looking at it in too micro a manner? Do they need to have a better, you know, macro vision of the whole evolution or in place of the social web in our roles and lives?
I think that maybe the best way to answer this is I actually try to take into consideration all the questions that I'm asked and the questions that I'm not asked every time that I present or talk. And really, that the book Engage was to answer the questions you didn't even know to ask, which I believe is really important because social media has come into the organization from the bottom up, right, and from the outside in, meaning that there's no IT department for social. You don't just start your job, get an email address, a notebook computer, a desk, a phone, and then a Twitter account and a Facebook profile, right? You brought those into the organization. They didn't exist at the top. So we're creating this ground cell within the organization, but we're seeing this glass ceiling that really requires at some point a top-down structure in order to then allow for that bottom-up impact to continue. So I believe that those champions who are really looking to have an impact within their business are going to have to start asking questions about how it is that they get through to the C-suite and really start to transition from a champion to this idea of a diplomat or a politician where you can then take what it is you know, how you know it, and apply it to the way that individuals above you need to hear it, the way that they need to see it, to taste it, feel it, and understand it, because that's going to be your job and that's your opportunity, really, is let's get out of the minutia of Twitter and Facebook and figure out exactly where we need to be, why we need to be, the value that we can bring to the table, and then how to measure it so that essentially what we're doing is evolving the business from your perspective, from your view, so that you become not just a change agent, but actually someone who is able to help change the culture of the business entirely. And that, to me, is the real value proposition in all this. This book could be social media. This book could be new media. This book is a guide for strategy, for just the web in general, and social media just happens to be
the
catalyst.
You know, business in general, because you do have to, I mean, think if you know, if you try to relate to some of the people that you work with, I'm sure that they've had to take things to the C-level that maybe they've not done before. So really it's looking at strategies to engage the C-suite to care and understand why something is important, anything really in a business context.
Yeah, absolutely. You nailed it right on the head with that one. So this is a book that basically just, because everything's changing, communications, relationships, information, how we get information, how we share it, this is a strategy guide. It's a business guide for basically the new web. And social media is just the latest chapter in the ongoing saga of new media in general. And so really this book has a long lifespan, and I really hope that people embrace it and realize that there's a lot to learn from it that this isn't a book about shortcuts. This is a book about helping you become more valuable to the organization you represent today and tomorrow.
Very well said. And with that, Brian Solis, author of Engage, I will let you get on to the fire you need to put out.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to coming back on.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Brian. So, again,
bye-bye.
That was Brian Solis, who you may know as the pioneer of PR 2.0, but more importantly at the moment, the author of Engage, which is just a fantastic book. As I said, I think it's not only a book that's would fall in the social media category, but really can fall in lots of different categories. So we thank him for taking a moment, even though his own business has some pressing needs that he had to get to today. I wanted to take a moment, transitioning a bit, to tell you about a couple of upcoming events happening specifically in the Bay Area and around the world. So Social Media Day is on Wednesday, June 30th, and if you want to get involved, you can simply go to mashable.com/smday. And if you didn't catch that, you're welcome to get in touch with me via Twitter, Facebook, email, and certainly on my website, jenniferlindsay.com. The other is that I'll be speaking on a panel, and I actually think this is a valuable conference, with or without me, Social Media Marketing 2010, held by an organization, Influence People, that recently had a similar event in London, are doing it July 8th at the Hotel Nikko in San Francisco. It's in the Union Square area. So just very cool event, very cool speakers. Again, a very good opportunity to get some questions answered, and I think some really interesting panels as well. And with that, I thank you for listening to a shortened version of the A-List today. Have a wonderful weekend.